Blog Talk Radio.
March, a very interesting day. Some of the worst people born on this day, some one pedophile and a sexual predator, John Wayne Gacy. But let's get to the original births. James IV of Scotland, born on this day. Roger Brooke Tawney. Now, he was first Roman Catholic who was appointed Chief Justice of the United States by Andrew Jackson, President Jackson. Family lived in Maryland. They were originally Anglican, I understand, but became Catholic, and Tawney was the second son of the Roger Brooke. Tawney was the second son of the Tawney family. He was Attorney General of the United States. He was a Jacksonian Democrat, and he's best known or infamously known for the Dred Scott decision, which is a 35-page decision, which involved a black slave who had fled from the South slavery to a free state where there was no slavery. But his pursuers went after him, and they discovered he was, I think, was in Missouri. And the case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was a 35-page decision, and unpublicized, a little publicized, in that case was decision by majority of Supreme Court justices who heard it, that Native American Indians were also not considered citizens, which were under the had full citizenship under the U.S. Constitution. And that'll play into the Steve Nary case, who was of Irish descent. His father was Irish. His mother was Native American, or she had cancer. We'll get into that later. But Tawney, it damages his reputation as Chief Justice of the United States. And we've had three Catholics later were appointed, three in the whole history of the U.S. Supreme Court. Another famous Irish, I don't know if he was Irish, James Bridger, who was known as the Mountain Man, and there's Bridger, a place in, I think, Colorado, named after him. The guy who invented the motorcycle, and his name is later associated with Mercedes-Benz Daimler, Gottlieb Daimler, born on this day in 1834. There was a horse named Kinsum. This is a horse that never lost a race. Famous Jewish Zionist, Rabbi Stephen Lace, born on this day. Gloria Swanson, she was born on this day. Alfred Newman, first Alfred Newman composer of many musical scores for films. A black, who was a civil rights activist, was caught in the car having sex with a young male. Bayard Rustin, of course, there's a stamp name or issued in his name. Great actress. She had a husky voice. She starred in All the King's Men, Mercedes Cambridge. She was born in Joliet, Illinois, which is on more famous or infamous for the state prison there, the Alcatraz of Illinois, Stateville. Nat King Cole, his birthday is today. Great singer. He died of cancer of the lungs. A horrible smoker, wouldn't give it up, and he has his daughter, who is a great singer, Theoretis Cole. Rudolf Nureyev, great Russian ballet dancer, died of AIDS. Was here in San Francisco. John Wayne Gacy, one of the worst sexual predators in U.S. history. Paul Kantner, who was with the Jefferson Airplane. We have Dan DeVito, actor. John Sebastian, Loving Spoonful. Among the deaths today, Marcus Aurelius, one of the last of the great Roman empires. The movie starring Alec Guinness of the Fall of the Roman Empire, which is based on Gibbon's book. And then we had St. Patrick, who was captured. He was from France. He was captured by pirates, brought as a slave to Ireland, and he supposedly he became a priest and a bishop, and he converted the Irish to Roman Catholicism. Great football coach, Alonzo Stagg, was born on this day. Died on this day, excuse me. Stagg Stadium in the University of Chicago at the south side of Chicago was also underneath the stands, is where the first nuclear reaction was achieved, and that led to the development of American atomic bomb. Quentin Reynolds, who was a writer, he wrote The FBI Story, which later became a movie star in James Stewart. Helen Hayes, a great actress, and her adopted son was James MacArthur. MacArthur was believed to be related to the famous MacArthur family, Arthur MacArthur and General MacArthur. Among the dates, of course, so we had St. Patrick, who was a slave in 1432, brought to Ireland. Then this is not well known. In the Philippines, they're not Irish, although they have a similar relationship with the Roman Catholic Church. In 1521, Magellan, who was Portuguese, he discovered the Philippines and later ended up being killed by the cannibals and cooked. And, of course, in 1753 was the first official St. Patrick's Day. And in 1766, the British, or Great Britain, revealed the Stamp Act, but still the wheels were in motion to start the Revolutionary War. 1836, get this, Texas abolished slavery. Now, one of the things about Texas was that it was part of the Mexico, and they invited Americans to come there, settle, but they had to learn Spanish and had to convert to Roman Catholicism. And then all this riffraff came there and stirred up trouble against Mexico, and it led to the U.S.-Mexican War. In 1845, everybody who cooks and uses self-rising flour, that was invented by Henry Jones. Also, rubber bands, which we all use, that was a British invention, and the guy was Stephen Carey. In 1861, Italy declared its independence from Austria, and of course the Vatican, the Pope got his share of what was known as the Papal States, and of course you have people like Garibaldi who fought in the American Civil War and stuff. It's a topic. Garibaldi is one of the subjects that should be the subject of a movie. It's such a fascinating career, this guy. In 1898, we had the first submarine that's submerged for an hour and 40 minutes. That was a record at the time. 1912, the Campfire Girls were founded. They're supposed to be similar to the Girl Scouts. In 1917, Nicholas II, the last of the Tsars, we thought till Putin came along, Nicholas II abdicated. And in 1942, General MacArthur landed in Australia, and I think we will play that little clip on what he said when he escaped from the Philippines. Let me get that here. General MacArthur, his farewell to Congress, but that's not what we want. And then, of course, on this day, also getting back to the Philippines, in 1957, one of the great Filipino presidents, Ramon Magsaysay, died in a mysterious plane crash, which to this day has never been resolved, or maybe they're not talking about it. And, of course, Golda Meir, in 1969, she was actually a school teacher in Milwaukee. She went to Israel to fight, to be a politician in their fight for independence. She became the first woman prime minister of Israel. So let's play the, this is appropriate today. The Irish have had a lot of problems with Britain, and it goes back to this English Pope, the only one whose name is Nicholas Breakspear, who for some reason decided that the Irish needed to be brought under the control of Rome and the Roman Catholic Church, even though St. Patrick had converted them. And so, in effect, he gave Ireland to England, and the Irish resented it ever since, and the British, or the English, have abused the Irish, starting with Henry II was involved, King of England. Later, Queen Elizabeth sent over the Duke of Essex, to subdue the Irish. And then, of course, there was Cromwell, who was the brute who destroyed a lot of Ireland. And, of course, the Roman Catholics over there objected. There were the Irish in the north when the country was split, known as the Orangemen. And, of course, a Dutchman named William of Nassau fought the Battle of the Boyne over in Ireland, and the Roman Catholics lost, and it's been the problem ever since. And, of course, the song was written called Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Now, on this day in 1942, after MacArthur was ordered, President Franklin Roosevelt ordered MacArthur to leave the Philippines. MacArthur said he will return, and he arrived by PT boat with his wife and his son. He arrived in Australia, and here's what he said at that time.
Years ago, when I landed on your soil, I said to the people of the Philippines whence I came, I shall return. Tonight, I repeat those words. I shall return. Nothing is more certain than the ultimate reconquest and liberation from the enemy of those and adjacent lands. One of the great offensives of the war will, at the appropriate time, be launched for that purpose. With God's help, it should be decisive, not only of redemption, but of Japanese isolation from southern conquest and of Chinese restoration of Pacific Ocean communication.
Now, MacArthur did return in 1944, and later, after he reconquered the Philippines, General Yamashita was put on trial as a war criminal, even though the sailors of the Japanese Navy had raped, murdered, tortured Filipinos. Yamashita had no control over the Japanese Navy sailors, but MacArthur held him responsible. Now, one of the problems with the Irish ethnics that they did become, they were abused by the English, who settled here first, nearly control of the country, and the Irish nationally gravitated toward politics, and some of them were pretty corrupt. We had it here in Tammany Hall, in Chicago, in Missouri, in San Francisco, and I guess it goes back to the Irish's relationship to fighting for their land in Ireland, and I guess some people think the Irish are natural brawlers, but here here's a little bit from Patrick Butler, who is half Irish, is half Russian, too, supposedly related to the Romanovs. And here's an excerpt from an interview that we did a while back.
Gave them forms, different Irish army. They were in mostly tan ones, not khaki, but tan, from after colonial service, and they were given tunics to distinguish them from the rest of the army. They were so criticized by the British military. There were British officers who refused to wear the black and tan.
So that movie that in Collins, where the Irish kind of strung up and he was being told, Mike Hansen was the head black and tan secret, I guess you could call it, said, do what you do.
Yeah.
So that's
that. Well, that's very, as a matter of fact, Tan's committed atrocities that I'm sure the German SS tried to emulate.
Mm-hmm. I shall go to seeing them in South Africa, Oban, some of the Chilean authors had to see Irish ancestry. Can you explain that?
Yeah,
and even
because of the Irish had to leave for a variety of reasons over the past several hundred years. Some went for economic opportunities for their lives. Some went as they were sent in jail. Remember, after the Boyne, 5,000 Irish men, women, and children were sold to slavery, not entered service, slavery, and mostly to the king, and some way to South.
Oh, how interesting.
I mean, the Brits brag about that they ended slavery before.
That's John West.
Yeah, before we.
Right.
But don't talk too much about the fact that they helped practice white slavery.
So then with their own, what is it, the song?
Yes.
I think it's very accurate.
It's not, you know, it's in fact, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you people, you know, these are going to look for opportunities where they can find them, and they're very little. So you had lots of Irish in Tina, you had spread throughout America.
What the San Francisco, can you have one?
Okay. And
it's an episode of
it history. Is, a lot of people have very mixed feelings the whole thing. Patricio is a red in the Mexican coast of American guys come over for the famine, joined the army. In those days, the army discriminated terribly against Irish.
That's the American.
The American.
Mm-hmm.
So they get down to go to fight the war. They might have their country for Catholics who don't discriminate against. And some of them acted. And one regiment of the American army fought very, very well. the battlefield city, them were kept, and they were en masse.
Now, indeed, this guy landed and they screwed up on the order to the other and logged.
Now, here happened. I started, they were hanged. Yes, that was just first, quote, worst offense.
Mm-hmm.
Others were surrounded, were flogged. Now, remember, flogging in those days could very often can't amount to sentence.
Between Australia.
Well, you know, anywhere, you know how to person, you know, see strokes of the best.
Mm-hmm. Laid on as they
have. With a will. I think with Maryville, we had a few people who probably learned to
right.
use the strap.
yes, I've seen a couple of there.
Yeah, and I had often, years later, what happened, if they were doing that, if I had said, oh, please, that was good, I have another.
Well, the Nazis, you
or,
know, you had counting. Or they started, you had to count stroke, or they stole over.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wonder if out of America, the guy had started doing it too much. And he said, come on, a few of them coming.
Incidentally, for those people who don't know, there is a town in Tennessee, Maryville, and
right.
Missouri, but that was a Catholic boarding school, which was had predominant chances.
Yeah, we were there. Well, you were at the Irishman.
Right. Well, Orange on tape, then I got beat up.
Well, what's all? I mean,
it's with them.
giving you a
warning. We're in trouble when we march in the Chicago parade, and I'm at who's pulling the river. Decided by 8 years. Somebody did that, of course.
Well, you know, this is funny. remember, after the IRA bomb in Northern Ireland, and this was like the 90s, and a group of us would meet after a few citizens' meeting that I would cover for. And we did D'Augustine. It was a popular place. And this one guy actually lived to be 105.
What?
At that time, he was in his 90s or whatever. Henry made the statement. He says, I don't understand why the Irish are behaving they do. And then the English have a right to be in it. Everybody at the table laughed. There was a priest from Dallas who was Irish. The sword, the policeman who was Irish. Commander Geese was Irish. There was a general named Adams was Irish. We all, Barbara Head was Irish. And laughed and handed to me and said, I say something. And he says, Handwax, this is your day. And he says, what do you mean? And I says, you get to
live. Yeah, them's words. So.
Then they were talking about people who don't have in Chicago Big Fest.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And but we had Chicago Big Fest before Illustrious. This is about some of
this is the name.
Pardon?
This is Emmanuel. I've heard a story of mine.
Yeah. Anyway, we were at Keltest ISIS. Had a nice look. I'm wearing a dirt. a Brit flag. And picture of Paisley.
Ooh.
Ian Paisley being the self-named past who was the head or head of the region in Northern Ireland.
He was Parliament, didn't he? Parliament?
Yeah.
He was
also deputy premier of Hobby's deputy for the government of Ireland.
Yeah.
And Martin Mix, who was an IRA type, is also the premier.
Since we, what is it about the IRA? I understand the terrorists.
Okay. You said that same to Washington.
Oh, come on.
There are several versions of the IRA. Okay, there are several versions of the IRA. The IRA has several groups. The original IRA, the one that was involved in 1906 million and were independent, they were pretty straightforward. There were other groups that were using IRA stat rep banks for benefit. There were others that were terrorists that were receiving funds, ammunition, and from Guy Omar Gaddafi.
Oh.
Okay. There were still others were bent on turning Ireland into a not so socialist country, but a quasi-Catholic country. You know, so which I was talking about. The fact of the matter is that there had some activity, which were terrorists. There have been which were perfectly with bounds of legitimate war.
Well, we have here a famous case in at the edge of a guy named R.T.T. Web Court Terror. He's held in the Scott County Jail, and the people of Irish ancestry reported from Ireland. One defense got to the case state in the federal state in jail. The British extradited, who was that, Sands, who committed?
Bobby
Sands, and you know part of that. Mm-hmm. He had escaped from the jail in Northern, I think. And all of them came to San Francisco. Yeah, I think that's the one. And he got to stay here. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people happy with that. But the English, but, you know, what do they couldn't come kidnap them like KVD?
The English government incident has become... this was like in the 90s, right?
This was late 70s or 80s.
So it's before Friday agreement.
Yes.
The Irish government become our...
Mm-hmm.
I was in...
Well, the guy named... He's got his problems.
Actually, cats are going to get Venice in it anyway.
And they want a stone back.
Get a stone back. Good. They were was given to them 8 years ago.
Yeah, where the Scottish king put their feet in crown.
That's right. Stone of Scotland.
Right, right.
They had some stone. They did like stone.
Yeah, they got to be eaten after.
Well, we'll be back Wednesday with more in Irish Week. And we'll end. I think it's still appropriate. Politics and poker. And, of course, that applies to the Irish also. So we will end today with on St. Patrick's Day with politics and poker. And I don't think the cards were green, but neither was the beer.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
Well, we'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Moving towards spring, we feel sorry for you people back east. You don't have the luck of the Irish. You should be out here on the West Coast. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. We'll have something on one of the our channels on the Irish Wolfhound. It's an appropriate dog we should look at. Of course, you don't want to own one. You won't be able to afford to feed it. Peter Paul Brazola, good night. And Aaron Cobra.